আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়া সালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল মুরসালিন আম্মা বা'দ ফাউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম ওয়া সালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ ওয়া সালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নাবিয়াল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া নূরাল্লাহ Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to this beautiful program of Madani Channel, the Eid of the Lovers. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, and why not? It is about the birth of our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, in the previous episode, we learnt about slight introduction about Eid Miladun Nabi, the blessed celebration of Mauludun Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We learnt about the merits and the virtues and the excellences. We learnt what the Quran says, what the Hadith says, what the practices of our pious predecessors has been. We learnt all that. Actually, we tried to learn this. So much more to learn. So that's why we say keep watching Madani Channel, keep yourself associated with Dawat-e Islam. You will get to learn many, 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 many things like that, inshallah. So in the very same series with another episode, another interesting topic. And this topic, I always say bring your children closer, but today I will really insist. Why? Because it's for the children. Please do call them and make them sit together, because we are discussing the childhood of our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What an amazing childhood my beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had. Subhanallah azza wa jal. But before we get into the topic, let's listen to a beautiful narration about sending salawat upon the best of the creation, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who recites durood upon me 50 times daily, I shall shake hands with him on the day of judgment." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So, as a child, what thoughts do we have in our mind? What practices are we onto? And compare the childhood, if I compare my childhood to the childhood of the children today. So my childhood was not that advanced. And if I hear the childhood stories of my father, so his childhood and my childhood, if compared, my childhood was further advanced. Likewise, you compare yourself, which age category are you in? How was your father's childhood? How was your childhood? And how will your child's childhood be, or how your child's childhood is? So what we witness or what we have experienced. Nowadays, the children are too much into photography, videography, this application, that application, this game, that game, this device, that device, and computers, electronics. You know, 6-year-old children, in fact, 5-year-old children, 4-year-old children, they know how to operate many apps on phones. Yes, they know how to unlock the phone. They know many things. And in our childhood, maybe we didn't have these things. In our parents' childhood, they didn't have many more things which we had in our childhood. So as the generations are increasing, facilities are increasing, but one thing is common. One thing has always been common. A child has his own specific ideologies, methodologies, his own playfulness. That's what makes a child a child. And that's cute as well. And as long as it's in a limit, sometimes it's frustrating as well. But we should not get frustrated. We should not get angry. We were children at once as well. So childhood comes with its own things. A child will have lack of understanding in many things. He will not look at the situation. He will not understand what's going on. A child will cry at any time. A child will demand for anything at any time. A child will, make silly excuses. A child will sometimes, you know, go out and play with friends. Sometimes will just go and sit in front of the TV or something, or just play a video game or something. You know, they obviously children, so they don't have concept of time. They don't have concept of benefiting. They don't have the concept of education. They don't have, they're children. they have not matured. They are heading towards a specific age in which they will be able to understand. But, you know, there has been someone whose childhood has been miraculous. There has been someone whose childhood has been an aspiration. There has been someone whose childhood is a childhood which can never be seen in any other child. And that's the childhood of our beloved Master Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That my Aqa, my Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, even before his birth, the good news of his arrival was given. My beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he was born, subhanallah, so many miracles took place at that time. Jibreel alayhi salam was sent to put flags on top of the Kaaba in the east, in the west. Allahu Akbar, a nur was emanating from the house of Sayyida Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Childhood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, 12th of Rabi al-Awwal, the time of dawn. This blessed great personality comes physically in the world. Our beloved Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we all have heard about Sayyida Halima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She fed our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with milk. And she brought our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam up. She took care, in fact, even more dearer than her own children. And she reports many, many such incidents of the childhood of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which are worth looking into. And these events of our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's childhood, of course they're miraculous, but yet we have a lot to learn. Not only the children, we also have to learn many things like that. Subhanallah. So I hope you have called your children by now. So if the children listen to this, they will, inshallah, understand what sort of a personality our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has. How great our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is. So subhanallah azza wa jal. One narration narrated by Sayyidatuna Halima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She says that for the first time ever, when I saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, infancy, when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is in that age of infancy, when I saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was in a wool sort of a attire, very small, and he was resting, he was asleep, his eyes were closed, and I saw him. Allahu Akbar, just try to imagine that. She says that I saw him, Halima Sadia radiallahu ta'ala anha, kisses the forehead of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And she says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam felt that and he opened his eyes. He opened his eyes and he was smiling. And with the smiling face, looked at Sayyida Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Then she says that from the blessed eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a nur emanated, which reached to the highest horizons of the skies. A nur came out, which was elevated up to the skies. Subhanallah. To this extent, that people around started asking that what is going on? What sort of light was that? What was this? We didn't understand. Allahu Akbar. The tribe, Bani Sa'd, they came and they asked that, you know, we have some drought in our area, we have famine in our area, we don't have food or enough supplies to sustain ourselves. So please help us and, you know, try to do something for us. So she says that I took the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his infancy, in his, you know, young age, to that tribe. And because of the presence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the famine had disappeared, the drought has disappeared, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the entire tribe with immense barakah. Allahu Akbar, a miracle of the childhood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The trees had become healthy, tall, green and lush, subhanallah azza wa jal, and everyone had enough food supplies to sustain themselves and to sustain their families. And due to the blessed face and blessed eyes and that nur which used to come from the blessed personality of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidah Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha says that people would come to me and ask that what sort of light was there at your house? Had you kindled any light? Had you put on some sort of fire? Had you put on something? What sort of light was that? Allahu Akbar. That's the nuraniyat, illuminosity of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Nurun ala nur. A nur upon nur, light upon light, brightness upon brightness. Subhanallah. Another wonderful narration about the blessed childhood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha says that I had 7 goats. How many goats? 7 goats. And slowly, of course, she is feeding the blessed master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning attaining so much of company. So just imagine, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was taken to a tribe. Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha says that there was a drought. I took the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to that tribe. Drought went, and you know, everyone's now happy, everyone has. So imagine the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was spending his days and nights with Sayyidah Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha. So what sort of barakat she must have received. So she says that I had 7 goats. And over time, subhanAllah, those 7 became 700. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So one day the people of the tribe came to me and they said, oh Halima, because of this child, you have attained so much of barakah. Give us some share from that barakah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. She says, what I did was that I took the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to a water pond present in that tribe, and I dipped in the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and then the goats, the animals, the cattle of that certain tribe started feeding upon that water, started drinking the water of that pond, and slowly those goats, or the female goats who would drink water from that pond, started conceiving babies, and the whole process started, and the milk which those animals would give made the people of the tribe healthy. Allahu Akbar. Just due to the barakat of dipping the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with that water, the whole tribe benefited. Animals became healthy, their milk production became healthy, people started consuming that milk, people started benefiting from those animals, and people started becoming healthy and prosperous. This is the fadilat and the barakat of that blessed water. We will call it blessed, we will call it lucky. It kissed the blessed feet of my Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You know, when a child is born, those who have been blessed with children, mubarak to you. Child is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make your children, my children, our children obedient to the parents. May all the children be obedient to their parents. May they be firm upon Quran and Sunnah. May they always be loving and caring for their parents. When a child is born, so cute, so beautiful, so lovely. And after few months, that child then starts saying few words which are not even heard properly or not understood properly. And first time when the child says Baba, Papa, Dad, Daddy, that's a proud feeling. Or Mom, Mommy, Mama. Even in that mannerism in which the child is not even able to speak properly. But what's that age when the child starts to speak? Okay, what's the age when the child starts to take out its teeth? Okay, what's the age when the child starts sitting or crawling? Yeah, think of it. Bring it. The child in that infancy, small sounds. But if I'm not mistaken, maybe after 2 months, 3 months, the sounds will get more clear. And then 5, 6 months, 7 months, more clear. And then there will come a time close to a year the few words only, like mama, baba, we should try that. We teach the child from a very small age of infancy how to say Allah, Allah. Teach and experience it, the child will speak inshallah. So after 1.5-2 years, at some point the child will start speaking broken here and there, and then crawling to sitting, from sitting to walking. It's a whole procedure, it takes a lot of time, easily 2-3 years pass in this in these procedures. But what about my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You know, when a child is born, so the cord is cut. There are many other procedures which are done, and the blood is cleaned, and you know, the whole process goes on. My beloved Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born absolutely pure. In fact, such that his eyes had coal. It felt like his eyes have coal, surma. And he was completely well groomed. Allahu Akbar. From birth. So these procedures of childhood, how were they in the time of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? So our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, at the age of 2 months, at the age of just 2 months, he had started to crawl. Allahu Akbar, he had started to crawl. At the age of 8 months, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam started speaking little, which was okay to understand. At the age of 9 months, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would speak absolutely clear. And then at the age of 10 months, at the age of just 10 months, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was not only able to walk, not only able to stand, not only able to talk. At the age of 10 months, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was able to shoot an arrow. Allahu Akbar. That's my beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So just imagine each and every aspect of the life of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is just amazing. This is unique, isn't it? Okay, now you might be thinking, okay, how is it logically possible, or logically this, or practically this, realistically this, hypothetically this? You know, all our inside professors wake up sometimes. So please, you don't need to go in those directions. Think about it. The Prophet of mankind, who can split the moon into two halves with the gesture of his finger. Think about that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the gesture of his finger, he can bring the sun back. That Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who if he touches an eye, that eye becomes healed. That Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who was blessed with the night of ascension, that he traveled from Makkatul Mukarrama to Masjid al-Aqsa, from Masjid al-Aqsa to Sidratul Muntaha, from Sidratul Muntaha to La Maka, in just a little portion of the night. That Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam we are speaking about. Not any ordinary person. We're speaking about the embodiment of miracles. We're speaking about the embodiment of mercy. We're speaking about the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, the childhood of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, my beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was extremely intelligent. In fact, is extremely intelligent. But there is no one like the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says, tu zinda hai wallah. What is? Tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah. Mere chashme alam se chup jane wale. Hazrat Halima Sadia radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, every day there would be such noor, such light descending, like as if the light of sun, like how sharp the sunlight is. That's how noor would descend upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam every day. One day, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was in my lap, and few goats came along, animals, Allahu Akbar, and they had seen that noor, they're seeing the noor themselves, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and upon seeing this, they bowed down and kissed the head of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We see similar things about camels as well, paying the respect to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Trees and stones, paying the respect to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because my Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the universal Prophet. He's a Prophet for the entire universe, not only humans. He's rahmatul lil alameen for everyone. May Allah ta'ala grant us the special rahmah for the sake of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Halima radiyallahu ta'ala anha mentions, subhanallah, subhanallah, that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was taken into the jungle with some young boys, and because the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would not play like how our children play or how we played when we were young. In fact, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would be called, let's come, let's go play. The children are children. So when the children would call the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in the childhood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, let's go and play. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would say that, I am not created for this. Allahu. So in his childhood itself, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would go out to the jungle. He would go out to basically graze his animals. So with few boys, someday, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went out, and amongst those boys was the son of Halima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the real son of Halima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And they went out for feeding and grazing the animals. They were out in the jungle. And upon their return, the son says to the mother that, Ammi Jaan, oh my mother, Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a very, very exalted person. Is something else. Mother asked, why, what happened? Said that wherever there were dead plants or dead trees, or wherever it was dry, as the feet of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam were touching that part of the land, it would turn green, it would turn fresh, it would turn, you know, bright, it would come back to life. Subhanallah. That's the childhood of the beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah Allah, wo bachpane ki bhapan, us khuda bhati surat, Allah ko salam. Allahu Akbar. What wonders are they of the childhood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, with thousands and thousands of mercies be upon their, that beautiful, blessed face, which has been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now look at our childhood, look at the childhood of our children. What are our likes, our dislikes, our children, in terms of eating their fussy, in terms of drinking their fussy, in terms of theirs, in terms of their children after all. We should take care of them. But look at the childhood of the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You speak of the childhood of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it makes your heart basically, you know, sway here and there with joy. You speak of the youth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it brings another excitement in your heart. You speak about the miracles of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it brings another excitement in your heart. You speak about the bravery, you speak about the kindness, speak about the mercy, speak about the advisors, you speak about the methodology, you speak about the leadership, speak about the journey, speak about his sahaba, speak about his city, speak about each and every aspect of the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are life aspects. Speak about the blessed head of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the blessed eyes, blessed eyebrows, blessed nails, blessed hands, blessed fingers. Allahu Akbar, blessed face, blessed zulf, blessed ears of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, blessed tongue of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, blessed saliva of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, blessed feet of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, blessed na'alain, the shoe mubarak of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Everything is unique. Each and everything is unique. There is no example. There is a lovely shair which means to this effect, that leave about a sani, there is not even a saya. Leave about a second, leave about an example, leave about someone else being like the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam does not even have a shadow. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Just think about it. That's the shan, that's the martaba of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But what should we do? We should follow upon the guidelines of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love is not only verbal. Love is practical. It has to be practical. We say that, Ya Rasulullah, we love you. We say, Ya Rasulullah, we love you. We need to prove it with our actions as well, that yes, indeed, my master, we love you. So if we love our master, will we miss our salat? If we love our master, will we disobey him? If we love our master, we will definitely follow the sunnah. If we love our master, we will love each and everything he did. If we love our master, we will eat according to sunnah. If we love our master, we will sleep according to sunnah. If we love our master, we will dress according to sunnah. If we love our master, we will talk according to sunnah. Why? Because we are true lovers. Another question comes, how do I know how did my master walk? How did he talk? How did he eat? How did he sit? How did he greet? How did he travel? How did he lecture? How did he deliver? How did he make friends, make companions, be merciful, be kind? How was he with parents? How was he with children? How was he with younger ones? How was he with older ones? How was he with the business community? How was he with the poor people? How was he with the widows? How was he with the orphans? How? So, simple solution. Come to the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Come to the religious environment of Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami will answer all those hows, inshallah. Dawat Islami will teach you sunnah and give you the passion of acting upon sunnah, inshallah, is the wajah. Keep yourself associated in the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, and see you in the next episode with another fresh topic. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Eid-e Milad, Allah's delight, Prophet's devotion, hearts take flight. Eid of the lovers, Eid-e Milad, Nabi.